You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hannah Baba. The city of Hayward's got a new council member. She's a millennial, a renter, and an Afghan-American. Aisha Wahab is a 31-year-old IT consultant. Her late parents fled war in Afghanistan, and then she was fostered by an Afghan-American couple from the time she was 10. And last November, Wahab was one of two to share the title for first Afghan-American woman elected to office in the U.S. During her campaign, she faced racism, Islamophobia, and people expressing doubt because of her age. She's been compared to other young progressive women of color, like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York. Wahab ran on a platform that centered housing, living wage, and jobs in a city where the median age is 34 and the median household income is $65,000. I chatted with her in her office at Hayward City Hall.
I want far more housing at all income levels. I've said that consistently. I believe housing is a human right. That's my number one thing. I want a more transparent government, a more accurate and reliable decision-making process. And I want us to be considered a leader in the East Bay. Right now, Hayward is that city that everybody drives through, that nobody really pays attention to. Within the county, Berkeley, Oakland, and Fremont are the most talked about cities. And Hayward, compared to, you know, our size is actually pretty big. We are ignored on every issue. I think Hayward is a place of untapped potential, to be completely honest with you. I think that for me, I want Hayward to be a leader for working people. And the reason why I'm pushing the agendas that I'm pushing, these items of equal pay, accelerated minimum wage, housing at all income levels, these are the core issues that a family cares about. If you have a roof over your head, you will go to school, you will be stable in your family structure, you will have a lot more opportunity in your future. I'm tackling all those problems, and I'm not making a lot of friends along the way, I'm going to say that. My biggest one was actually mental health and de-escalation training for fire and police or safety personnel. So these are actually really, really tough issues that I'm pushing within my first couple months. I'll tell you that people keep telling me to wait for the priority setting retreat that the council is going to have in May. If I were to do that, it means I would have waited 6 months before I even tossed an idea. And I just don't believe that if we aren't acting fast enough, it means that you don't understand that people are actually hurting.
So is this new, you think, to the council, kind of this pace? And where does that come from? Is it because, you know, do you feel like I'm new here? I want to hit the ground running?
I genuinely believe that being a millennial does make you want to move things a little bit faster. I had a meeting just this past week where they were like, you're making too many waves at the very beginning, right? So if you are asking for this, what are you going to ask for in year three, right? Out of your 4 years that you're going to sit here. And I said, whatever's needed then.
The nation, you know, is celebrating these young women, young diverse women who've been voted into office recently. And I think for the Bay Area, people in the Bay Area have been celebrating you in that regard, kind of the young child of immigration, person of color, coming in to shake things up, bold. You mentioned it's hard to get people on the city council to like hear you, all of this stuff. What change do you really think you can make in terms of these generational gaps? Or how do you get people to hear you?
You know, I've had the pleasure of actually meeting some of these change makers that we see on or in Congress. So from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez to Rashida Tlaib to Ilhan Omar, I've met all three of these women. They are phenomenal when you meet them. They're down to earth. They get it. They, you know, are very lovely human beings, if you will. And, you know, their politics, even amongst the three, are very different from each other. And I think that more attention has been paid on these handful of women of color, a little bit younger, with a different background. So I think elected officials have historically been a little more privileged, usually lawyers, and usually of a similar demographic across the board. Now, for me, I don't actually see the generational issue as a problem. Although I actually had a conversation about this with a woman who's a little bit older than me yesterday, and we chatted about this. And she says that her generation has been eclipsed by the baby boomers and skipped onto the millennials. And I see it 100%. I would have to agree with her. And I don't think that that's necessarily a problem, but she said that for her, it's the fact that her generation will never hold power or sway the direction of this country or this state or this local community the way that the baby boomers have. And we are, and she stated this, that her generation as well as my generation are affected by the baby boomers. This is true. 100%. And millennials will be the largest voting bloc within a couple years, right? Now, I think that this is good, primarily because millennials overall, we have, to be completely honest with you, we are the most well-informed generation due to the fact that we have information at our fingertips and we grew up like that. At the same time, the issues, and I always come back to the issues, it is the issues that matter. Once you're elected, every single person will tell you you're no longer allowed to be an organizer or an activist. Everyone will tell you that. Every elected has told me that.
Now you're a politician.
Yes.
What does that mean, though?
I hate the word politician because it basically means you're fake and you're going to like say yes to everybody.
And you're not going to do much.
Yeah, pretty much, right? And they say, well, if you want to move up in the ranks, you know, you got to do X, Y, and Z. That's really not where I'm at. Otherwise, I wouldn't have brought up half of the topics that I've brought up in the first couple weeks of me being in office. I am making sure that we move in the right direction, that we serve our community. And that's what people elected me for, and that's what I plan on doing.
That's newly elected Hayward Councilwoman Aisha Wahab. You can find out more about what she's doing in Hayward. We'll have a link at klw.org.